This holiday, BMW has reunited three members of the family at the BMW Roadhome Sales Event. The Agile X3, engineered for any adventure. The plug-in hybrid X5, commanding the streets with unmatched presence. And the all-electric i4, charging into the future with impeccable performance. Hurry in to find what powers your journey at the BMW Roadhome Sales Event. BMW, the ultimate driving machine.
Hurry in for exceptional offers through December 2nd. Visit BMWUSA.com for details.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
For the past three seasons of Gone South, we've covered one story per season. Now, Gone South is back for a fourth season. But this time, we're doing things a little differently. In Gone South Season 4, we'll be bringing you new stories every week with no end in sight. Listen to and follow Gone South, an Odyssey original podcast, on the free Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.
It's the Hawk and Tom Show on B93.7.
Well, millennials, rejoice. We have your toys coming back into action, it looks like. The Tamagotchi.
Yes!
Yep. Iconic 90s toys. Now, did you have a bunch of those?
Oh, my gosh. So many. I had an Ariel one. I had an egg one. I had Beauty and the Beast, I think.
Yeah,
you're a serial killer.
I was a, first of all, I was a great mom. They all survived.
Is it Tamagotchi or Tamagotchi?
You do.
I thought it was
Tamagotchi.
I see. Tamagotchi.
Well, they're making a comeback, and it's the electronic pet that you keep alive. And, you know, I don't know if it's going to go so well now because kids today are too busy on their phones to keep a pet alive.
Yeah. That's probably how they keep it alive is on their phone.
Could be.
Maybe that's what they should do is make it an app.
Instead of the actual little egg,
yeah.
Well, and they do have those.
I want the pet rock from the 70s because you don't have to do anything to that pet rock.
Well,
it was easy.
Yeah. They have the brick and mortar stores that are going up that are for the Tamagotchis or whatever you call them. And a lot of people are getting them. It's going to be a fun thing for Christmas, they say. And they have new features on them. So now they have Wi-Fi. And you can download items to help keep your Tamagotchi pet alive.
Of course. They want your money.
An app, yeah. Mm-hmm.
And then, of course, they have keychains, too. Like, you've got the little Tamagotchi keychains. So you're going to see a lot of millennials, older adults, actually buying these, and they'll be on their keychains.
Their kids are going to be like, Mommy, Mommy. And she's like, I'm busy keeping Ariel alive. Hold on.
Now, they seemed kind of creepy to me.
Why? What?
The Tamagotchi things.
Why?
Even the Furbies were kind of creepy.
Okay, that's a totally different toy. The Furby was a fur critter, and the Tamagotchi was a little LED screen.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
I mean, I don't, like, this is what they looked like. I didn't think they were creepy.
Okay.
The Furby can be creepy, especially if it starts talking in the middle of the night.
But when you're keeping a toy alive, like, you know, if you don't feed it and it can die, I mean, it's kind of detrimental to the kids. Like, my Tamagotchi, I got to have a funeral. Let's get all the Barbies out and have the funeral casket Barbie.
But we had a bunch of weird toys like that. I remember we had pet dogs that would like have babies and stuff. And it was kind of Nat Geo style.
And little babies that would pee.
Yeah. Yeah.
It was
all kinds of stuff.
I think we were
like the experimental group. They were like, let's see how much these toys mess these kids up.
They messed them up pretty good.
Because we, you know, there's a bunch of toys out there that were just creepy and that would mess you up. Even those little, you know, the little baby dolls where the head spins all the way. Now you don't have to push a button or anything. But you see them in the horror movies all the time where it's like,
Annabelle.
And the little eyes that would open, like the lifelike eyes that would shut, and then they'd open, and you're like, oh, my. That's just kind of creepy as a little kid having those things.
Yeah.
You had the those troll dolls. You remember those with all the big fuzzy hair? Those were creepy looking.
Yeah.
I love those. I had so many of them.
She's a creepy person.
I also loved porcelain dolls, and my sister was really scared of them.
Oh, yeah.
So I had this really tall one that I hid at the foot of her bed one night.
I had...
Oh, my. I would bust that up.
She did.
I had the ventriloquist doll that would sit in the corner.
That's creepy.
And he would just sit there, and his eyes were open the whole time. And you see movies where they talk and stuff, like Goosebumps. Mm-hmm. That's the bad guy in Goosebumps. But I had that as a little kid that would sit over in a corner. And you're talking about it'd take me forever to try to go sleep.
Wow.
Tamagotchi.
All right.
Tamagotchi.
It's pretty close. Tamagotchi.
That's right.
So, I think another thing. How about you remember the musical Jolly Chimp? That was the monkey
that had the symbols. Yes, that's another creepy one.
And his mouth would be open. And
oh, my God, you look just like
That's because it was in a Stephen King movie.
Was it really?
Yeah, it was in one of those movies that he was either... He wrote the book in a different name or something. But, yeah, it had that little chimp that just did
that
thing.
That was creepy right there. Also, you know what? Jack in the Box. That was so, because it played a little da-dun-da-dun-da-dun-da-dun. And you know, you give a toddler that, and you're scaring the crap out of them. Like, that thing's going to jump out. You don't know when it's going to jump out. And you're 3 years old playing with that. What were our parents thinking?
I don't know, but I've learned as an adult, it's pop goes the weasel.
Yeah. What did you think it was?
So when you hear the pop is when it pops out.
But not all the time. Sometimes it'd be premature pop.
Oh.
Yeah.
Oh, you don't want premature population.
It'd be like a shock in the box is what it would be. Like, what just happened? But those are just some of the creepy toys that I think. I mean, and then there's obviously creepier ones now because they do like even like the horror movies, like the Jason dolls now for kids.
And don't forget Chucky.
Yeah, well, Chucky.
Or Barney. It's a freaking dinosaur.
Barney was super creepy. And sitting there going, I love you, do you love me?
I'm like, I don't even know you, Barney.
I'm pretty sure they used him in our HR training thing.
Oh, do not do this.
Hawk and Tom on B93.7.
You know, you can get in trouble for saying this these days, but I'm going to go ahead and say it on the radio where everyone who wants to come after me can. The United States is an awesome place to live. It's an awesome country.
You can't say that.
I know.
I'm offended.
Nationalism isn't allowed anymore. Patriotism is bad.
Yeah.
But I'm sorry. I used to believe that Britain and Australia and some of those other countries, they were just us with a different name. They were like just as good as America.
Yeah.
I'm not convinced anymore. I'm a little disturbed at some of the stuff I'm seeing happen in England right now. They have some weird laws about freedom of speech. I don't even think they have that at all. Hmm. You say something wrong on social media and they'll arrest you now.
Well, it's becoming that way here. Well, freedom of speech is slowly going away.
It's under attack.
Away.
You're right.
Yeah.
But this is particularly bad. This is really, this one just upset me. And there's actually two stories here. A 7-year-old boy in the United Kingdom or Britain was denied a passport because his name is Loki Skywalker. He was born on May the 4th, and his family thought it would be cool to name him that. Now, if I'm not mistaken, I'm assuming this is two different movies in one. I'm guessing Loki is from Marvel,
yeah,
and then Skywalker is from Star Wars.
Yeah.
And in the UK, they denied him a passport because they said that his name violated a trademark or a copyright.
Hmm.
Because his name is Loki Skywalker Mowbray. That's his real, his last name is
okay.
Real.
Yeah.
And they said the Star Wars reference was intentional because he was born on May the 4th. His family obviously has mental issues when they name their kid Loki Skywalker, but that's their business.
It's
entirely
judge.
Their business. I'm judging, but you can do it. But not in England because they said they have to get permission from Disney or change the boy's name.
Oh, wow.
This finally picked up some steam online. Eventually, the authorities emailed the family and said the passport would be issued. It's just delayed and their trip is now delayed, but they will get to go. Now, that's the first story along these lines. Apparently, there is also another situation where a family had trouble because they named their 6-year-old daughter Khaleesi, which is a name from Game of Thrones. And they said that when they were trying to get their 6-year-old daughter a passport, they received a rejection letter because that the name was under trademark. They wrote to, I guess, Warner Brothers about this, and Warner Brothers says, no, Game of Thrones is trademarked and copyrighted, but the name Khaleesi is not. So they were able to get a letter that said that this was not a trademarked name. And then the board of passports said, oh, we're sorry, we misunderstood. And they also missed their vacation.
Well, some things just, it's hard to trademark. I'm like, like Luke or Leia. You know, those, Luke especially, has been around forever.
Well, so has Leah, or Leia.
I guess in some ways.
But, is that...
But if you name your kid Chewbacca, that's questionable right there. Yeah.
Is it, though? What difference does it make what you name your kid? Even if it is a copyrighted or trademarked character, you're not making money off it. You're just showing that you're a fan and you named your kid after it.
And quite frankly, kids cost you. You don't make money off them.
We know Barbie. Barbie T. Mm-hmm. Barbie's a doll.
Right.
That's stupid. Yeah. You can name your kid whatever you want, whether it's trade. I'm going to name mine Coca-Cola Pepsi.
Wow.
Yeah, well.
That'll be an interesting fight if there is one.
Or Orville Redenbacher.
Well, I wouldn't do that to anybody.
See, Orville's an old name.
Make him wear a bow tie.
I'll name mine Pop-Tart.
Wow. Yeah. These are disturbing.
Kellogg's.
Well, while I support these people, I don't support it as much when I hear you suggesting it.
Why? If you have triplets, Snap, Crackle, Pop.
There you go.
Oh, cool. Mm-hmm.
If you have triplets, that's the least of your concerns, is whether to be clever with the name.
I just don't see how they can deny someone a passport just because a parent named a kid something different.
That's because it's England. It's not the United States. It's stupid. Yeah. It's like you're ruining people's lives because they were fans of a show. That's just stupid. But stupid seems to be the game of the day right now. We do stupid things so as not to offend one person or to not step on one corporation's trademarks. Like Hawk says, what's next? Luke? You can't name your kid Luke because of a movie character?
Or let's think of some other movie.
Well, a normal name, like Ratatouille. You name your kid Ratatouille, and they're like, no, you can't do that. Yeah. Wally. Wally's out now. It's ridiculous.
Okay. I was thinking about, you think of all the movies out there and all the different names in the movies, like, is that trademarked? Is Bob,
Mike
Jim?
Myers.
Yeah.
Jason Voorhees.
Jason Voorhees.
Yeah.
It's stupid. Yeah. And England is one of the leading stupid people when it comes to this stuff.
Not to offend anybody if you're from England. We're not talking about you.
If you're from England, explain it, because it doesn't make any sense. It's stupid. And it's just another way you're messing with people's lives because of some stupid technicality that someone asked the question, well, what if they name it after someone on Game of Thrones? And they're like, I don't know, let's not let them do that. Like, who runs around wanting to tell everyone what to do all the time?
King Charles.
There's no King Charles. He's dead. Oh, you mean the one now?
Yes.
Okay. I was thinking of the old ones.
That's Queen Elizabeth.
Well, before then, like the 1500s.
Oh, Henry VIII.
All that stuff. You can't name your kid Henry anymore.
Nope.
Yeah.
Not because of that, because of O. Henry candy bar. It doesn't matter. It's stupid, right? Am I right?
You're right.
I don't know. I'm thinking maybe Snickers for my kid when we get there.
Okay. 3 out of 4 of us think it's stupid.
It's the Hawk and Tom Show on B93.7.
This holiday, BMW has reunited 3 members of the family at the BMW Road Home Sales Event. The Agile X3, engineered for any adventure. The plug-in hybrid X5, commanding the streets with unmatched presence. And the all-electric i4, charging into the future with impeccable performance. Hurry in to find what powers your journey at the BMW Road Home Sales Event. BMW, the ultimate driving machine. Hurry in for exceptional offers through December 2nd. Visit BMWUSA.com for details.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
I'm Jed Lipinski. In Gone South Season 4, we'll be bringing you new stories every week with no end in sight. Listen to and follow Gone South, an Odyssey original podcast, on the free Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.
Hey, let's talk about love. Love is in the air. You know that love actually lights up your brain.
Okay, I've never seen my brain light up before.
It's a brain light. Yeah. Okay. But they did the study. They found there's different kinds of love that activates different parts of your brain. And there's six kinds of love out there that we have and the way it affects our brain. So you have the romantic love, which is the Eros love. That's the kind of love you have like for your spouse. You have parental love or familial love, which is kind of family love. You have friendship love, believe it or not.
Yeah.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. And you have pet love and love of strangers, which I had to do a little bit more research on that one.
I had to quit dating a girl because of that.
And then love of nature. They did this research. So romantic and parental love activate reward centers in the brain most strongly. That's the most strongest love that we have that we react to.
Okay.
Yeah. And in parental love, there is activation deep in the brain's reward system, and this was not seen in any other kind of love. And you think about this. You notice with kids, too, you know, you pour out your love over the years, and they never really appreciate that love that you pour out until later on in life. And then you see how much they invested and how much they sacrificed and gave up. And, you know, the kid can kind of, like, kick you to the curb. They cry at night. The little infant, especially, they don't give you anything. It's like they're crying. They're always wanting something. They want their diaper changed. But then, you know, moms and dads, they gravitate toward that, and they take care of that little baby.
Sometimes even when they're a little older, you ever seen a toddler and the mom's like, come here, baby. And they go, no, I want dad. Like run right by the mom.
Usually it's the other way around.
Yeah,
so.
It is. Yeah, they'll always go to mom.
Yep.
For the most part. That's what I've noticed.
I mean, dad was the one that spanked me the most, so I went to mom.
But you know what's so funny, though? It's like, you know, kids don't give you anything. Now, if a spouse treats you that way, you know what? You're distant with them. But if a kid treats you that way, it's like you gravitate towards that.
I'm sure you're not going to change your spouse's diaper.
Well, one day.
Yeah. Oh, true.
Depends on how old they are. But and they say showing your affection with hugs, kisses, and loving words is as important as feeding your kids when they are younger.
I don't think that's true.
And okay, well,
DSS is going to have a word with you.
But they say, according to the research, the more loving a child perceives his parents to be, she perceives their parents to be, the healthier he or she will be as they grow up or when they grow up, and they'll have a healthier lifestyle. Research has proved that.
Whatever. You say proved that, like it's like there's no exceptions or something.
Well, there's more health. Well, obviously there's always exceptions, but there are more health problems like blood pressure, ulcers, and even alcoholism for kids that were not hugged, loved, kissed, and had the, you know, loving words.
I buy that.
Mm-hmm. Well, I'm glad. So you have the parental love, very important, and activates a certain part of your brain. How about you pet lovers out there? Experience a love that is comparable to the love of a fellow human. So,
yeah, sometimes a pet love is more than the familia love, as you said.
It's covered how close you love your family.
Yeah.
But 80% of dog owners felt an immediate connection with their little puppies, compared to 69% who said the same about their partners. It's like they were connected. They saw that little puppy like, oh, that's mine. That's love at first sight right there.
Yeah.
So, that's because love is something that you create. It's not something that's even necessarily reciprocated. You create an imaginary situation in your mind, and then you act on it as if it's true. Like, we pretend people are in love with us that aren't. We pretend people are more in love with us than they are. And we pretend animals care more about us than they actually are. Like, when do I get another treat?
Okay, that's true. They do get happier when you do give them a treat. But when they come, when you walk in that door and they're wagging that tail and they're so happy to see you and they're jumping up and down on you.
Yeah.
You know, you don't see your grandma doing that when you come home.
No.
Your spouse don't do that, like jumping up and down on you, wagging her tail.
But if you watched a pack of dogs in the wild, whenever the alpha came home with a kill, they probably behave exactly the same way. But we like to pretend like it's some deep dying love.
It's not pretend.
Okay.
My little Daisy loved me. She'd jump up in bed with me and snuggle. Aww. And she just loved it.
Mm-hmm. And then they say love of nature. They say it lit up unique areas in your brain linked to visual and spatial awareness. And they say for the nature lovers out there, it's probably why you feel more relaxed in the great outdoors than you do locked up in your, you know, basement or living room or
I don't know about that.
Sitting on the couch on your cell phone.
Why are we locked up in the basement?
Just saying, you never get out and touch grass.
You shouldn't have answered that email. That guy.
Which one?
The listener.
Oh, my goodness.
Oh, that one.
So love is lighting up your brain cells more so than you think in many other areas. And now the love of a stranger, they didn't go into that. I don't know what that really, I guess it may be.
Well, you love your bartender when she brings you that drink.
Or maybe it's someone at the bar and you're like, love at first sight. And you don't know that person is a stranger. You're like, I'm in love with them.
Oh, yeah, that happens to me all the time.
That's what I'm talking about. You make up your own love.
It's not made up, Tom.
I mean, it's real for you.
I have feelings. It's like butterflies.
It's real for you.
Cato, this is from the most lovable guy here on the Hawk and Tom Show. I mean, when you think love, who's the first person that comes to mind?
Tom?
I don't believe that.
He's so lovey-dovey and cuddly, man. I bet his wife loves to cuddle with him.
Just like a teddy bear.
It's the Hawk and Tom Show on B93.7.
Did you know that there are some things you can do that will instantly make others think less of you?
Well, yeah.
They asked folks about that, and a couple of the things that people judge you on are a little bit surprising. You might want to be careful about it.
Okay, shock us.
Some of them make a lot of sense. Tori, you're going to love this one. The number one thing that you can actually make people think poorly of you in immediately, one instance of it, is to mistreat or abuse animals.
Oh, 100% agree. I judge you. I judge your family. I judge everything about you. Now, and that's not to say that you have to love animals. I understand they're not for everyone. But if you abuse them, that is a you problem.
I also say insects. If you do that, like if you abuse insects.
And now I look at you negatively.
Like, you know what?
It's just weird. You're weird.
Just the other day, we left an insect in our car with the windows rolled up while we were in shopping.
Well, I mean, you won't kill a fly or a roach or something, but if it's just like a ladybug or something, mind its own business, or a moth or something that comes in the house, it's like sometimes I'm trying to capture it and put it back out in the wild.
Now, I agree with you, and I was trying to do this with spiders, even though I'm deathly afraid of them.
No, I'll kill a spider.
But that's where you draw the line.
Yeah. I mean, there's certain insects you do have to.
It's not even an insect, but go on.
Yeah, that's right.
You're right, though, because I was like, I'm just going to let this one live. We're going to let it live peacefully. And then it had babies in my house. So now they all have to die.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Fire. I recommend fire.
Burn the whole house down.
Unless that spider can spell something in its spider web, I'm going to kill it.
That's true. All right. I would take a spider like that.
Yeah, exactly. Charlotte's Web.
Yeah.
Now, I think we all agree that maybe not insects, but we agree that harming animals or abusing animals is bad. And my wife gets particularly ornery when she sees the dog left in the car. Yeah. She'll go and leave notes. She'll tell the police inside. They'll be like, hey, there's a dog out here.
Well, how hot is it? I mean, if it's not a hot day and the window's cracked.
It gets hot in the car fast, though, man.
Still.
Yeah, well, she's thinking about it from the animals.
60 degrees.
But it's not. Right now, we're at 80 today.
Remember when you were young and your mom would go shopping and leave you in the car and just crack the windows?
The difference is you could actually change that situation if you had to. The dog is not that smart.
I was 13 at the time.
She said, don't get out of this car.
Okay. Well, next on the list is something far less serious, in my opinion, but people who don't put the shopping cart back.
Oh, yes.
That is one that makes people instantly think less of you.
You are a jerk if you do that.
It depends on the circumstance.
No, I'm sorry.
Some days it's okay.
Then let the guy bagging your groceries take your groceries out if you can't return your
car. They don't do that at Costco and Sam's.
Well.
But the thing is, like, Tom, you'll take this, you'll struggle to get it up on the curb so it won't roll out and, you know, because you won't be courteous, make sure
one
hits it. But it's like.
No, I don't want it to hit them.
Yeah, but you struggle just to get it up on the curb and just leave it there underneath the tree.
I don't really struggle. I just put my foot on that little wheelie bar and push up. Okay. The front wheel goes up in the air.
Yeah.
I think that's a little harsh judgment is all I'm saying.
Well, now, if it is an elderly person, you know, I think it's courteous as a younger person. We should ask, hey, can I take that for you?
Okay.
Or mom with kids or something.
Especially at Aldi when you don't have a quarter.
Now, I have given my cart to someone.
Mm-hmm.
I'm like, here's your free cart.
Oh, I think better of you.
Yeah, keep the quarter when you get it back or pass it on.
Okay, they say if you had the wrong season decorations in your yard. So if you've got, you know, Christmas decorations and it's Halloween.
Okay.
I don't care about that.
If you've not gotten around to it, I mean, life gets busy for all of us.
You know how I come to work when it's dark out? You can leave your Christmas or Halloween decorations up year-round, just keep them lit. So I have exciting things to look at going through my neighborhood.
Well, this one's a little judgmental. If you bring any kind of food to a restaurant, no, I feel like wine is okay. It's very expensive there.
No,
if you have a little flask, you can just refill that one that you buy. Okay, I'm talking for a friend here. I would never do that.
Birthday cake, you bring that one. I'm okay with that.
Some places don't allow that.
They don't, but I'm okay with that.
You can bring wine. You just have to pay them for the privilege of pouring your own wine.
I've known somebody used to bring their own salad dressing. She'd keep it in her purse because they never had... But like my mom, we've gone into restaurants and she stopped by fast food for my nephews that were young because they don't like the food.
For sure, yeah. So, but you don't want to bring it in and unpack it right in front of everybody. Have them eat it in the car.
No, she brings it in. She brings a Wendy's bag into the restaurant, sits it at the table where he's sitting.
Now, with the corking fee, do you, even if you like pop it yourself under the table, do they still try and come by and give you a fee?
That's why if you're under the table, you make sure they don't see it.
I'm judging who y'all.
New plan.
I mean, I can understand a mini bottle in your pocket at a bar, but not a bottle of wine.
How about people that bring their own food into the movie theater? It's like you don't pay for the snacks at the movie theater.
Hold on. That's just being economical, okay? Times are tough.
Times are tough, and you're taken away from the movie theater pricing.
I mean, you're really robbing those stars. They can barely get by as it is.
No, because the stars get paid. I'm talking about the movie theater people.
Okay, but if the ticket costs $20 to get in, and then a small thing of popcorn is $10... My gosh, you might as well go get a steak dinner instead of going to the movies.
Yeah, I'd rather have filet than a movie.
I am okay, though, with taking like your little snack bags and, you know, you distribute the popcorn out to all the kids. That's fine. But buy the popcorn there. Don't bring your own popcorn.
But if you want to go to Skins and get you a couple of hot dogs all the way and put them in your purse or in your jacket pocket.
I don't like that.
I don't care.
I'm doing what Cato says. I'm bringing a steak next time.
We used to go to movie theaters and we would wear members only jackets and every... inch of that sleeve was filled with beer cans.
Oh my goodness.
We were like a walking case of beer.
Why would you want to like drink and spend all that money and not even remember what the movie's about? It's like you walk out of the movie like, what was that one about?
Well, that happens every night on Netflix.
Let's say, have you ever seen a bar?
I've watched the same movie 3 times and not even remember how it ended.
You gotta stop drinking while you're watching movies.
You know what's even worse is reading and drinking.
Oh yeah.
Because then you're like, why am I even doing this?
Who reads and drinks? Maybe if you're studying a college exam or something.
Is that something you judge people on?
Well, you read the bar menu.
That's going to change my answer.
Apparently, we're judging.
Oh, yeah, we are.
It's the Hawk and Tom Show on B93.7.
Whatever the adventure, there's a BMW engineered to take it on. The X3 delivers a striking design with agile performance. The 100% electric i4 packed with pure electric energy. Or the plug-in hybrid X5, an impressive, versatile SUV granting full control on every journey. Choose what powers your next adventure during the BMW Roadhome Sales Event. BMW, the ultimate driving machine. Hurry in for exceptional offers through December 2nd. Visit BMWUSA.com for details.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
I'm Jed Lipinski. In Gone South Season 4, we'll be bringing you new stories every week with no end in sight. Listen to and follow Gone South, an Odyssey original podcast, on the free Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.